Welcome to the PHP Serverless Profiles Podcast with your host, Bob Bloom. A production of South LaSalle. Welcome to my third episode of my PHP Serverless Profiles, Boosting Deployments. Today is Wednesday, August 27, 2025. My PHP Serverless Profiles is my podcast where I profile serverless platforms and technologies with a PHP point of view. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom. It is with deep gratitude that I express my thanks to my intrepid sponsors of my PHP Serverless project, of which this podcast is a part of, Toga Erkan and Luke Alia. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at phpserverlessprofiles.com, episode 3. You can listen to my podcast on my website, RSS, Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. One of the two dominant features of serverless is abstracting server creation and administration. When I looked at Vercel's August 11th blog post announcing their v.0.app platform, is that how I pronounce it? Hey, let's just refer to it as V0. When I read that announcement, watched the brief video, I thought, no, this is not what I mean when I refer to server abstraction in a serverless sense. This is something else. Server abstraction in the serverless sense, as I understand and define it, bit of a convenience feature, kind of like a car's manual versus automatic transmission. You can learn to drive manual. Sure, it's more convenient to drive automatic, and automatic transmission lets people drive who would otherwise find driving manual a barrier to driving a car. You pay a premium for automatic transmission, but that premium gets you over the barrier so that you can reap the rewards of driving. Abstracting away the intricacies and the technical minutiae of server creation and administration puts developers into the server's driver's seat. There's less of a barrier between a dev's code creation and deployment. Personally, I never contemplated the idea of automatic code creation. For those of a certain vintage on Star Trek, watching the captain prompting the computer for tea, Earl Grey, hot, and then watching a cup of tea emerge from the ether was always funny to me in its absurdity. I guess what was supposed to be a marker of technological advancement for the good of humanity, I thought, this is absurd Hollywood bullshit. But today it seems that you prompt the computer for a tea, Earl Grey hot app, and that's the wave of the future. The computer will create the app, not a person. Now, of course, you need to deploy the code to a server. So, of course, the logical progression is for the computer to prompt the computer for tea, Earl Grey hot deployment. Computer-generated code deployed by computer-generated servers. You know, there's a point here where abstracting server creation and admin breaks down, at least to me, where it's just not serverless anymore. That's the way I see it. I think it's becoming something else. So for me and my PHP serverless project, there's a point where AI deployments I don't consider serverless. The V0 blog post says, with a single prompt, anyone can go from idea to deployed app with UI, content, backend, and logic included. V0 is now agentic, helping you research, reason, debug, and plan. It can collaborate with you or take you on the work end to end. These kinds of AI platforms that meld automatic code generation with automated deployments are not really the kind of platforms I plan on covering in my PHP Serverless Profiles podcast, in this podcast. However, I will be keeping an eye out for the changing trends and technologies and perhaps talk about it from time to time in these episodes and see where it's really going. Because the same venture company funds Vercel and Laravel, I have it in my head that this means that there's some kind of cross-pollination going on. In my imagination, and that's the only place this idea comes from, not from anything real, I figure that if Vercel makes the leap of melding automatic code creation with automatic deployment, then this idea is going to manifest somehow in Laravel Cloud. Two recent Laravel announcements lead me to think maybe this idea is not such a big leap. Certainly wouldn't be in the same way that Vercel does it either. Laravel recently released Laravel Boost and announced improvements to its Laravel Cloud Sandbox account. Laravel Boost accelerates AI-assisted development by providing the essential context and structure that AI needs to generate high-quality Laravel-specific code. Laravel Cloud's free plan's name is now called Starter. You can now use custom domains in the Starter plan, and hibernation is now enabled by defaults, and there are resource size caps. So, let's say that you are in VS Code, you use Laravel Boost to help you generate your code, and now to deploy, let's say there is a new package that lets you create a brand new Laravel Cloud Starter account right from VS Code, and then that package sets up the deployment sequence for the starter account right from VS Code and then runs it without you ever having to log into Laravel Cloud. This is not a purely hands-off automated thing. It's a manual automatic thing, but then again, the code generation here is hands-on. And no, this thing doesn't exist. It does not exist. Perhaps Vercel's integrating automatic code generation with automatic deployment somehow portends a more direct linkage between code-based Vercel's new V0 app platform inspired my imagination to conjure up a future direct connection of some type between generating Laravel framework-based coding with Laravel Cloud. I will be talking about this PHP Serverless Profiles podcast in this month's PHP Serverless Project Update podcast episode. And as well, I will be talking about AI and my PHP Serverless project in my September 1st Paul Bloom Show episode. Thank you for listening to my third episode of PHP Serverless Profiles, Boosting Deployments. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.